Hello. Is this playing something? Okay, cool. It's all good. Hello, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, and I will be closing out the night for y'all to, on this, I guess, Thursday or Friday morning it is. Firstly, I heard I got a shout out at 6 a.m., believe it or not, which kind of shocked me because I wasn't aware that people are awake that early, but it's flattering, really, to hear. It's my, I guess it doesn't really count, it's my friend Jack, who has a show 6 a.m. On, I suppose, Thursday mornings. He opens up the station for us. I think his show is called The Sunrise Hour. So if you ever find yourself awake at 6 a.m. and want to do something with your time, feel free to listen to Jack. There's a shout out for a shout out, I guess. And hopefully that makes him very happy, and he'll stop asking me to, you know, talk up his show on my show. Anyways, we're going to get started with some music tonight in a second. So I'll do a proper introduction later, but I hope you enjoy.
Fell all around your feet. inside my mother in a garbage bin until I find myself again. Again. Oh, 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 oh. Up and over we go with mouths open wide and spilling snow. I will spit until I learn how to speak. I do the door in the sideboard street without ever proclaiming my.
Hello, darlings. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and I am alone in the studio tonight, unfortunately. It's very lonely here. It's actually kind of hard to get people to guest on your radio show when it's at 3 a.m. on a Thursday night. / I forgot to ask anyone if they would like to come. So hopefully I'm able to adequately ramble on my own tonight. However, should I fail on this mission, I do have more music prepared. Don't worry. Last show, I was sick and tired, and this show I am only tired, so that's a plus. So hopefully that might make up for the lack of guest to kind of bounce ideas off of here. In some ways, I'm worried because I feel like actually I have to make sure I look at the phone flashers. I was looking away. Sorry. I feel like I am full of outlandish ideas, and I say things that kind of need to immediately be checked so that we don't get into legal trouble. And so last show, and in general, DJ Tolstoy is the hard counter to me and the weird things I say, or the normal things I say. It's really, I don't care how you perceive. I shouldn't say I don't care, because if there are people listening, I don't want to appear apathetic to you. The things I say, we'll leave it at that. I don't want to declare it weird. Speaking of, I apologize if I was talking a bit, abnormally earlier. There were other people in the studio, and so I had to pretend to be kind of cool. I apologize also if I'm not cool enough for you. And I guess that starts the show off right with just getting all the apologies out of the way. Let's see. Let me tell you about my life, I guess. It's Freeform Radio, and I have no plan, and I have no one to talk to. So it's just me talking to... In fact, let's find out how many people are listening right now. 7, maybe even 8. And that's on the internet alone. That's not even counting the residents of the greater Medford area who are tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio and hearing my hopefully soothing voice coming at them over the hashtag airways. I've got a timer going in here. I'll tell you about my setup. This is only my second time here and the first time I'm alone. They've trusted me here with lots of buttons and sliders, and they've trusted that should a crisis arise, I'm going to know what to do. And the truth is, I'm not going to know what to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close my laptop, and I'm going to put my phone in my pocket, and I'm going to gather my things, put on my jacket, turn off the lights, and leave. And I'm going to hope that I can pretend that I just didn't come in tonight, which I guess might be a problem because I think they record all this. This is all archived on the website. If you're curious, in fact, you can check it out. If you want to relive the best of my talking at you at 3 a.m. on a Thursday night, I know I want to relive it. And I do. Every single day I go through all my shows and I think, what could be better? And I write it down. I make a list. And then I consistently forget to bring the list to the show, and I make the same mistakes over and over again. So if you want a kind of an inside scoop, but no, my setup, this is very stream of consciousness. Once again, it's early in the morning. This is like peak rambling hours for me, but my setup, I've got a phone, and my phone times me on how long I talk for, so I don't accidentally talk too long and cut out time I have designated for music. In fact, we're coming out, we have got like a minute left for me to say what I have to say. I don't have to say anything, actually, but what I'm gonna say. I have a playlist. It has the songs I selected. This playlist will be edited throughout the show as I run out of things to say. Last week, I had about an hour's worth of music to play 25 minutes of it because someone called in and we talked about animals, which is very nice. It's very nice to talk about animals. And I had to kind of just... Sorry, something was blinking. I was terrified. I was getting a phone call. You know, I'll fill you in on the rest of the... Oh, shoot. I got an idea of the gosh darn songs. I can't swear either. There's no one here to check me on that. Let's see. The songs were... in order, we start off the night with King of Carrot Flowers Part 1 and King of Carrot Flowers Part 2 and 3, both by Neutral Milk Hotel, both wonderful songs and a fantastic album, if you are so curious. We are about out of time. I said I'd speak for. In fact, we are at it. I'm going over. I'm going to do this pretty consistently. But we're going to continue with some music tonight. And hopefully it helps you, I don't know, achieve whatever it is you want to achieve tonight. So I guess let's leave it at that. Yeah, follow your dreams.
Mom. Gutters, step not where it falls. My heart has been long forgotten, my bones have been pushed through the door. And if tomorrow I woke up with it all, I'd still need more. Myself to come to you, it wasn't that hard. 90 miles exactly I traveled to your backyard. Well, don't cry for me, sisters and brothers, just dynamite my soul and watch it rise above the trees and the gutters. Step not where it falls. That was good enough.
Hello again, everyone. Let's see. I'll tell you what you just heard. That was first Monsters by Band of Horses, followed by Sing Along by Karen O, then Wastes of Time by Elvis Depressedly, and finally Dynamite My Soul by Wilco. Now, before we continue, I'm afraid to say that I have some troubling news. which is that we have lost an audience member, and I think it might be because of my both poor taste in music and my, I guess, uninspired conversation topics. In fact, I go into the, and you can probably tell, I go into these shows without any set list of topics, and I leave the show with, I guess, a sea of regrets. Anyways, I'm going to read a PSA because I'm told I have to. Today you brushed your teeth, you skipped the floss, you combed your hair, you went to work, you did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, so that's that one over with. I'll put that back in the book real quick. I spent the, you know, previous whatever minutes frantically looking through the big book of PSAs, trying to find something vaguely amusing, and that was the best I could come up with. As it turns out, most PSAs are actually quite serious. So I think maybe, you know, we'll see, but perhaps I'll even just stick to that one, or there's another one kind of like it. And maybe I'll just read it differently every show. So that's kind of incentive to the currently 7 of you I know of currently listening to come on back. Because maybe I'll read it in Italian. No, I don't think I'm allowed to read it in Italian, actually. I think they'd probably get pretty mad at me for that. But anyways, I guess we are talking about the weird setup I got going on here. So my phone's timing me. I always forget to start it, and so it's going to be a little bit wrong. Then I've got a spreadsheet that tells me, basically, I input how much time everything takes. It tells me how much time I have left, and if I have to cut everything, anything, hopefully not everything, it might come to that. I might get fired. They're not paying me, so it's kind of a weird situation to fire me. Like, they can't say, oh, you know, we're just having layoffs, the economy. No, they actually have to say, you are quite frankly inadequate, and you're getting us into trouble with people. And for that reason, alone, DJ pending, we have to let you can't come back. I don't think they'd even say we have to let you go. I think they probably say you can't come back. So hopefully it doesn't come to that. I think I've been, I suppose I wouldn't go so far to say professional, but at least not downright vulgar this show so far. I'd ask you to call in to let me know, but I'll be honest, I'm kind of terrified to take a call tonight without anyone here to help me push the buttons. As I've said in the past, there are like 8 buttons you have to press to like properly take a call in the station. And last week, I actually, if you listened, in fact, I imagine none of you did, but if you did, I actually had hung up on the person who tried to call, which is really bad because I'm legally required to answer these callers. Thankfully got resolved. I wasn't arrested by the FCC, but for a second there, it was looking kind of hairy. They called back. As I've mentioned, we had a conversation about animals. I actually mentioned birds, which is something I thought it would never actually happen on Probably Birds, but you know, that's just sometimes how the night goes. So if you're awake right now, I hope it's for a good reason. I hope you're very happy to be awake. I mean, maybe this is like it could be like a self-care segment of the show. Though I'm afraid that if I tell you to go to sleep, you'll stop listening to me and they'll realize that no one listens to this show. Or, you know, people will start not listening to the show. And then once again, they'll say, listen, you're just not bringing in the views we need. We're going to have to, you know, you don't come back, DJ Pending. You're not wanted here. Which would be a shame, you know, a thwarted sense of belonging, really. I mean, that's, I'd say unideal. I don't know what your position on it is. Once again, I'd ask you to call in, but I'm not going to ask you to call in. And I don't want you to take that personally. It's more a reflection of me than on you, 7 listeners. And in fact, if you are listening, go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back. Because, you know, go you. I appreciate that you have not really anything else to do on a Thursday night / Friday morning. Happy Friday, everyone. I hope that makes you very happy. Let's see, I can talk about my life for a bit, I guess, if anyone's interested. I know that you probably aren't, but I also know that you can't really stop me. I've got a flight to catch. I'm going home at 1 p.m. tomorrow, so I'm going to, after this, actually, I'm going to run out of time to talk. We'll resume this conversation when I have to talk to you later. For now, I suppose I'm going to kind of play some more music. Yeah, that sounds good.
Town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over, my steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such a come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down, kept saying I just wanted to see it, saying what's wrong with that needle shaking out. Every outcome such a come down. I knew it when I saw it, so I did just what I wanted. So I go through with this. I knew happiness when I saw it. I saw your boyfriend at the authority, sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back, we're going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. Appointment or disappointment, step back on the come down. As if I needed a reminder. Oh, I do only what I wanna. walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone out a bit more when you guys are still in town. I got too caught up in my own shit. It's how every outcome's such a come down.
That's right, I'm back. Hello, darlings. Let's see, what did we just hear? I already forget. We had Be Good by Waxahachie, Old Friends by Pine Grove, and Sleepwalkin' by Modest Mouse. I would like to dedicate Old Friends by Pine Grove to my twin brother, Max, who showed me the song over the summer. And I proceeded to, I guess, a little bit make it in context. I made fun of him, though, for all intents and purposes, I just kind of dismissed it. Flash forward a couple months, someone else shows me the song, and I'm a big fan of it. You know, I get really into it, and I think I've definitely heard this before. And I remembered that, yeah, in fact, my brother showed it to me, and I kind of scorned him. I don't know. Anyways, Max, if you're listening to this show, and let me tell you real quick, he's not. But if you are, that goes out to you, and I hope we can rekindle our lost friendship. By some miracle, 7 of you are still listening. In some ways, I don't believe that 6 of you are real. But 1 of you, I actually think, is like a legit person. So, thanks, I guess. I mean, I'm honored. I don't know if I am. I guess I am. If I've kept you, I mean, you know, you probably know me or something, but I hope I've at least provided some sort of comfort to you in these trying times. I'm realizing, actually, that I've left, like, far too much time for me to talk, and too little music, because, you know, last week, as I've said, I spent most of the time talking with a guest, and it's like a car doing something weird outside, but I think we're okay, safe on the 3rd floor up here. Sorry. This show's a mess. It's very unprofessional, but, you know, you're listening for the personality, right? You're listening for my wacky and wild antics. In fact, just right now I was spinning in the swivel chairs here. Or maybe I wasn't, but you don't have to know, really. Anyways, what on earth was I talking about? I have to say on earth, because I'd rather say HE double hockey sticks, but I was told to maybe lay off that one while I'm on air. Even though the songs are allowed to swear, I'm not. Which I kind of think is an injustice, and I'm thinking, and hear me out, what I could do is, let me remember what I was thinking. Oh yeah, I could record myself saying things and swearing, and play that instead of me actually swearing live on air. And I think that might be a workaround. Now, if DJ Tolstoy was here, as I've mentioned, the hard counter to me and my, as I've said, wacky and wild antics, she would tell me, no, that won't work. Please don't do that. You're going to get us fined. But the fact is she's not here. And so I can kind of run ahead with this idea and just kind of see where it takes me. So I don't know if that would be as magical, as natural. I don't know why any of you are here, really, if that's what you're here for. But I just feel like that would be a good way to get around the no swearing rule. And maybe I could drop a couple of, well, I can't tell you what I'd drop, but let's just say I'd be dropping all the words, all over the place, and I'd have to pick them up, and that would be a pain. So maybe I won't do that, actually. I've talked myself out of it. Anyways, as I believe I was mentioning, before, once again, I interrupt myself. I've given myself way too much time to talk, so I'm just talking. And you, the listener, all 7 and or 1 of you have to put up with that. Or I shouldn't say you have to. I mean, the reality of it is you could stop listening and I can't stop you no more than you can stop me from just saying nothing at you for like, I mean, Christ. I think I'm allowed to say Christ, by the way. Don't tell anyone I've said it, but I'm pretty sure that one's okay. Anyways, I forget. Okay. I totally forgot what I was saying because it's 3:42 and I have a flight to catch at 1 p.m. That's what I was saying. And so my reality after this show is going to be, I'm going to go back to my dorm because I'm a student here at Tufts University. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. There's a sign posted up here that gives us the script of what we have to say so we don't get fined. And at the end it says, Tufts Freeform Radio with an exclamation mark. So that's why I say it like that. Gosh darn. Gosh darn, there are words I have to... Yeah, so I have to go back to my room, and I'm going to try to sleep, and I'm going to lie in bed for an hour, and then it's going to be 5 a.m., and I'm going to think, wow, I'm still not asleep, it's 5 a.m., and about like 6 minutes after that, I'm going to fall asleep, and I'm going to have to set an alarm, I guess, for 10 a.m., so that I can wake up, I'll just walk you through my routine. Yeah, you're going to get to know me, DJ Pending, the host of Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. And I will say, it doesn't look like it's going to be about birds today, tonight. So if you tuned in for that, my sincerest apologies. I'll talk about it. In fact, just for you, listener who tuned in for a couple words on birds, now that's catchy. Birds have wings and birds lay eggs. Birds have feathers and they have legs. Oh, I could have said that. Okay, let me try again. We'll just edit that out in post. There's no post. It's live. Edit it out in your head, please. Oh, I forgot how it started. Birds have wings and lay eggs. Birds have feathers and have legs. That rhymes. So if you wanted to know something about birds, there's your bird fact of the day. Maybe we can have bird facts of the day. That would be like the one constant thing throughout Probably Birds. Wow, I really overestimated how long these songs would take to play, even with the spreadsheet. I guess, okay, this is the wrong time to talk about it, but I forgot to talk about it earlier because, as I've mentioned, it's like early in the morning. And while I'm a night person, I kind of start to lose it. I'm just going to play music and talk. And if you're lucky, I say you, the listener, then we'll have guests over and I can talk to them. And that'll be much more, I feel like, fun to listen to conversation than just me with my lips like way too close to the mic. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm like Frenching the mic right now. Okay, I shouldn't say that because they're going to hear that and they're going to get mad at me and they're going to forbid me from entering the studio again. What was this? Yeah, so we might have a guest. Sometime I've got some people lined up. I've got one person lined up, two really, maybe. I'm going to drag them out here at 3 a.m. Maybe I'll carry them in their sleep and I'll wake them up. And they'll say, oh my gosh, DJ Pending, where have you taken me? And I'll say, we're live on air. This is Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. And I'll say that at them. And they'll say, oh no, is my mic on? And hopefully they won't swear. Okay, because if they do, I'm going to have to ask them to leave. And we're going to get this situation again. But yeah, so I'll talk to them. I'll play music. And the idea is that each show, the music is going to kind of... Well, it's not going to be cohesive with... itself, but I'm going to try to make each playlist cohesive within itself, but not necessarily between shows, if that makes sense. So if you don't like what you're hearing tonight and you're waiting for something that you do like, I am afraid that you will be disappointed. I'm terrified you're going to be disappointed. You can hear that I'm getting that kind of 345 energy, right? I'm getting intense. I'm starting to scare you. Let's see if there are still 70 of you listening to me. Amazingly, yes. Wow, I think that's telling in some way. I'm not sure in which way. And on that note, I'm going to keep playing music to fill your ear holes at 3:46 now a.m. on a Thursday night, but really a Friday morning. I'm going to remember which buttons to press. Okay, enjoy.
It's been a very long time since I felt like I didn't know. For the first time it feels right. Hey, I'm in love with you. I never looked at you this way until I saw you today. In every line in your face, I'm in love with you. It's not fair to you, not fair to you, not
And there you have it, the last two songs of the night. That was Your Boyfriend by Radiator Hospital and Instant Disassembly by Parquet Courts. My duties now, and I won't do this immediately, so don't worry, I'll hang in with you for a couple more minutes. My duties now is to close down the... Sorry, let me say that grammatically correct for all seven of you still listening. My duties now are, there you go, to turn over the DJing duties to a computer, which I'll be honest, makes me feel a little bit redundant, but it's fine. I mean, a computer can't replicate the, I don't know what you want to call this, a computer can't replicate the real human experience you have listening to a guy talk at you for an hour. And I'll be honest, you know, I was complaining earlier that I felt like I had too much time and not to say. And now that the hour is coming to a close, I feel like I have too much to say and not enough time. And if you want, you can take that sentiment, you can run with it, you can write a novel. You can write, I don't know, screenplay if you dare, or you could just, you know, let it sink in, or you could do it's nothing really. It means nothing, is the truth. But do what you want with it. I don't really care. Let's see, I have 3 minutes, and after that 3 minutes, it's gonna stop archiving my show. So I guess I have to say everything I want to say so that it sounds good in the archive. That's the pressure I'm feeling right now. It's 4 a.m. I don't know why you're awake right now. Maybe you're in a different time zone. Maybe you just can't sleep. Whatever the reason, remember to take care of yourself. I love you. I'm sure many other people love you. I love you just for putting up with this for an hour. So, you know, that's all it takes. No, but honestly, do take care of yourself. Get some sleep if you want to get some sleep, or try your best. Read a book if you can't, or keep listening to WMFO. But once again, I'm going to turn it over to our lovely computer program, Rivendell, which is going to steal my job. And once again, I don't get paid for this, so I guess it's just going to kick me out. But take care of yourself, and have a wonderful night and a wonderful tomorrow. It's Friday, you know, that's a good thing. Spend some time with friends, go out, read a book again, I guess. It's that time of hour where I've kind of lost my energy. You might have sensed that I had it for a bit. You know, I got into the flow for like a brief